In the before times, when we actually went to work at work instead of in our guest rooms or our basements, there was this awesome thing that happened several times a week at NPR. It would start with an intercom announcement. Lizzo is performing at the Tiny Desk, or Chance the Rapper, or whoever it was. And then the sounds, right? People moving away from their cubicles. You hear the sound of footsteps up the stairs, the elevators dinging, everybody on their way to watch a performance like no other, the Tiny Desk concert. Well, in 2014, NPR Music wanted to offer that same stage to unsigned artists as well. So they asked musicians around the country to send in homemade videos, and one of them would win the chance to come play behind the Tiny Desk.
What games that people play, say through the year for a holiday.
And I love you.
I got a voice now. Oh, I got power, but I can't stand it.
The winning entries of the Tiny Desk contest over the years. And at this point, I'm going to bring in the man behind the Tiny Desk, Mr. Bob Boylan. Hi, Bob.
Hi there. Oh my gosh, that montage made me tear up.
Oh,
I missed my desk so much and
right?
All these
the
people.
Actual desk that you haven't been around. And all those performances. Tell us who we just heard.
So that was fantastic. DeGrito was the first voice, Galen Lee, Tank and the Bangas, Naya Izumi, and Quinn Kristofferson. Wow.
I know, right? Okay, so I want to bring in one of the judges, because you do not do this alone, Bob. You have help.
Absolutely. And
musician Gina Chavez was one of the judges this year, and she's with us. Hey, Gina.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. So, I mean, every year this is a tough decision. You guys get so many entries. What were you looking for, Gina, this go around?
You know, I think you just look for someone who captivates you, you know, especially when you're listening to multiple entries, often in a short period of time. You know, you want someone that's going to stand out and grab you. And obviously, I think all of us agreed we were listening with different ears this year, you know, because of the pandemic, because of the Black Lives Matter movement and kind of what's been going on in our country. I do feel like all of us were perhaps needing something different than we might have thought we were.
I mean, could you tell if the pandemic and the associated isolation, was that affecting in any patterned way the entries that you got?
Absolutely. So the contest started in February, and you know, we see the entries from early on are a bunch of people in a room together playing music.
Right. That's a very real difference.
And then the contest was supposed to close at the end of March, but as we came closer to middle March, we realized, yikes, people need more time, and they can't do what they were going to do, and let's give them more time. And then we closed the contest at the end of April, and you can watch as the contest entries came in, how you get these messages from the artists. I was going to be with my band. I couldn't, so I'm going to do this solo. Or they got creative and did many of the things that we see now in terms of music, which is videos of little squares of people playing in different times in different rooms. And
right.
But it all felt kind of powerful.
Huh. Okay, let's do it. Let's do the big reveal. Bob, who is this year's winner?
I'm so proud. The winner of the Tiny Desk Contest 2020 is Linda Diaz and her song Green Tea Ice Cream.
Woo!
Slow down, you're burning out. At the end of your week now. And if I've your burning holes, your sneakers through your soul. Should be busy living life, but you just haven't got the time. Coming pennies on the street. Close my eyes to see my peace. But when it gets to be too much, I find myself in what I love. When I'm by the sea, sweatshirt, sweatpants, white noise, blue jeans, writing letters to old friends, rock hats, and tender.
Mmm. I love it. What a beautiful voice. So what did you hear in there? Gina, I'll start with you. What just like drew you to Linda and her sound?
I think, you know, with Linda, you have somebody that has written a song not for this time, but then when you find that, you know, it just kind of soothes your soul in a certain way, you know, like just the harmonies and the chill vibe. But then she's singing this message of, hey, like, you know, there's more to life than just kind of this 9-to-5, and you're not what you make. And at the same time, then making is so important, you know? And so I don't know. I just feel like this, it's a very grounding message, and her voice is obviously incredible, but even just the whole vibe of the aesthetic of the video is so simple, yeah, but very rich in texture. Oh, it's beautiful.
Bob.
A, it's from the heart, which is true of a lot of the videos we got. But there's a line in the song, I think it's, you should be living out your dreams, but you're tearing at the seams.
Even trees and flowers know where the seasons for you grow. You should be living out your dreams instead you're tearing at the seams.
And I think that, again, as Gina said, not written for these times, but that's what's happening now when we listen to music and things, that we take them in ways that feel deep inside and meaningful.
Yeah. I assume, Bob, that if and when we can get back into our building and Linda can safely be with us, that she'll get a chance to actually play behind your desk?
That's the plan.
That's the plan.
We'll try and do something creative with her for the Tiny Desk Home Concert Series at the NPR Music site and YouTube.
Yeah. Congratulations to Linda Diaz, this year's winner of the Tiny Desk Contest. And you will be able to hear from Linda this afternoon on All Things Considered. You can listen on your radio or by asking your smart speaker to play NPR or your favorite member station. Bob Boylan, Gina Chavez, thank you to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Support for the Tiny Desk Contest comes from State Farm, who believes in supporting communities and their local musicians. State Farm is proud to support the 2020 Tiny Desk Contest. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Terry.